from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and other states are suing the Trump administration over Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The multi-state federal lawsuit is aimed at the Treasury Department allowing Musk and Doge access to payment systems and the personal identifying information of Americans. Meanwhile, Democrats are opposing Musk's new department, turning its attention to the Education Department, with lawmakers raising questions about Doge getting access to student loan databases. New Jersey news brought to you by At Home Recreation. Marina-grade furniture is now in stock with all of the 2025 new colors and styles. Outdoor bars delivered and installed with free glass rack, plus 75% off select 2024 patio furniture. For a store near you, visit athomerecreation.com. A fired Rutgers officer has settled a whistleblower lawsuit for over $1 million.
Former Rutgers Police Sergeant Michael Ferrella of Milltown has agreed to settle his lawsuit against the state for $1.2 million. According to the lawsuit, Ferrella was fired several months after he sent a letter to the police department's chief exposing other supervisors for drinking on duty, stealing overtime, covering up a drunk crash, and other misconduct. He claims the firing was retaliation. Rutgers did not admit to any wrongdoing in the settlement. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And two new horror new movies in theaters are off to a decent start at the box office. The horror film Heart Eyes made $1.1 million from Thursday previews. Meanwhile, the action comedy Love Hurts made under $1 million last night. The animated Dogman is expected to earn another $20 million in its second weekend in theaters. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we in for Saturday snow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. This weather forecast is pretty insane. Four or five storm systems aiming for New Jersey over the next 10 days. Here we go. Welcome to winter. Next storm rolls in tomorrow. The one after that could bring some snow on Tuesday. Today, we catch our breath a little bit. It is breezy and blustery, though, as temperatures fall from about 40 through the 30s this afternoon. We'll see sun with passing clouds. Clouds will increase tonight. Lows in the lower to mid-20s. Pretty cold out there. And tomorrow starts cloudy and cold. Highs in the mid-30s. Snow will arrive sometime in the afternoon, so road conditions go downhill. The brunt of the storm tomorrow evening as snow gets heavier and also changes to icy mix and or rain for most of the state. Up to 6 inches of snow accumulation possible in North Jersey. Up to a quarter inch of dangerous ice accumulation possible along the western edge of the state. Wintry mix and rain will wrap up around daybreak Sunday, then clouds to sun and breezy. Sunday's high around 40. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Thanks, Dan. Right now, Sussex is 30, Trenton is 42, Egg Harbor Township is 45. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.